Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Charles Stanley recalls how his mom taught him to trust God in hard times.
And I can remember how many times she and I would get out of the bed and pray. And being a kid, I was a little frightened. So, Mom, what are we going to do? Here's what she'd say. We're going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. I didn't have any idea exactly oftentimes what that meant or how that would happen. And listen, over and over and over again, I saw God meet need after need. In my ear still rings. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. You know what she was doing? She was passing on to me by her lifestyle, by her difficulty, by her hardship, her trials, and the way she responded to them, she was passing on to me this message. You trust God no matter what. You trust God when you can't see your way clear. You trust Him when everything looks dark. You trust Him.
Charles Stanley on In Touch, teaching from a lifetime of walking with God.
In Touch is heard at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday here on WCNO.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Steammaster Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, specializing in carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning. Steammaster also provides 24-hour emergency water damage services, serving commercial and residential clients in Palm Beach and Broward counties since 1990. Family-owned and operated, licensed and insured, Steammaster can be reached at 561-547-3390. That's 561-547-3390.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
What I'm talking about today is a lot more than just self-determination, ladies and gentlemen. It's something more than just drawing from your own resources. It's something more than just pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. I'm not asking you to grit your teeth, and I'm not asking you to bear it. I'm not asking you to toughen up, and I'm not asking you to push through. I'm asking you to locate the source of your strength that flows from the throne room of God into your heart, down to the inside of you, and it runs the devil out. Locate it. See, we got to learn how to turn that valve on, to let that river flow, to let that wellspring just flow up out of us. Because it's there. Some of us been dammed up so long, we wouldn't know what happened if the thing broke loose. Come into church, I'm here. Well, praise God. Just stopped up, man. You need some spiritual Drano. Some liquid plumber, liquid Holy Ghost. Because if you can reach down and turn that valve on, how many know that strength will come in anytime, any place? Doesn't matter if you're at work, doesn't matter if you're at home, don't matter if you're at the hospital, doesn't matter if you're in the family room or the doctor's office. You can turn this valve of strength on and the Lord will begin to rise up on the inside of you. It'll be like wearing a bulletproof vest. You might get shot, it might sting, but you're protected. Huh? And when you do that, you find joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. And when people look at you, they wonder, how in the world are you still smiling after all the hell I just saw you go through this week? How do you keep on smiling? How come you got so much joy? How can you be happy? You're making me angry, you're so happy. It's because you know something they don't know. Deep down on the inside of you, you found the secret. Deep down on the inside of you, you found out that if the enemy can't get your strength, he can't take your joy. Huh? Somebody ought to praise the Lord with me this morning. So the question is how can I maintain my strength? How do I do that? Three things, and we're going to get out of here, okay? First thing is in Psalms 22:3. Everybody say this with me. Praise brings presence. Let's try it again. Praise brings presence. I want you to see this. But you are holy. Somebody say you are holy. That doesn't mean that he don't smoke cigarettes. That means he's a cut above everything else. Amen? He so far exceeds everything else. He is above all things. Amen? But you are holy, capital Y. The Y is God. The U is God in there. Amen. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. You are holy. You are enthroned in the praises of Israel. One translation says it like this. When God's people begin to praise him, they provide a big chair for God to sit down in the midst of them. Isn't that cool? I love that. I like that. Every time praise goes up in the house, we provide a big old chair for God just to sit down right here in the middle of what we're doing. In the midst of all of us. Amen. He's enthroned. He's enthroned in the praises of his people. Oh, come on now. Somebody needs to help me this morning. He's enthroned in the praise. Somebody say praise.
Praise.
Praise creates an atmosphere for the presence of God. Praise attracts the Spirit of God. Amen. Now listen closely. How many of you know that a king or queen never goes to the throne to watch TV? Huh? They only go to the throne for one reason. They don't go to the throne and get their toenail clippers out and start clipping their toenails while they sit on the throne. No, no, no. When they go to a throne, it's for one reason, to execute decrees or judgments. Decrees or judgments, amen? So when we begin to praise him and we begin to magnify the Lord, we give God a place to come in among us, sit down in the affairs of our life, in the middle of our stuff, and make decrees and make judgments and declare things over our lives. Huh? Come on now. So while I'm praising, God is sitting down in the middle of my praise and he makes his word come alive on the inside of me. While I'm praising him, he says inside of my body, while I'm praising him, sickness, you got to go. I'm executing a judgment against you. You got no place in this body. I paid for it 2,000 years ago. I provided a way out for it 2,000 years ago. Now sickness, go. Right in the middle of your shouting hallelujah. Huh? Cancer, you got to go. Poverty, you got to go. I've issued a decree of prosperity over your life. Come on now. Why? Because while I'm praising, I'm giving him a great big chair in my heart to sit down on. Huh? And execute judgments in my life. Execute the judgments that he had already written about me. And it creates an atmosphere for the presence of God. Now, don't misunderstand me because I don't want anybody to miss this. There's a difference between the omnipresence of God and the manifested presence of God. Two different things. Everybody say omnipresence. Everybody say manifested presence. David said this. He said, God is everywhere. He said, I went to the depths of the sea. He was there. I went to the mountains. He was there. I went to the city. He was there. I went to the country. He was there. I went to bed. He was there. God is everywhere. That's omnipresence. Amen. But how many of you understand this morning that God is not manifesting himself everywhere all the time? Not in a supernatural way. Manifest means to make visible, to make seen. How many know God lives in the unseen realm? So when we say manifest, we're talking about making things evident. And how many of you know that every time God manifests, watch this, every time he manifests, 1 John 3:8 says this, for this purpose, watch this, I'm about to blow some of y'all out of the water, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. How many know Jesus did not begin to exist when God formed his body in Mary's womb? That word existed according to John 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. How many know Jesus existed the whole time? He was there at the beginning. He's part of the Godhead. During the creation, he was already there. He already existed. He was from God from the beginning, and he was and is to come. Come on, before there was time, there was Christ. But guess what? He didn't manifest in the earth until he came in bodily form. And when he came in bodily form, he manifested who he was to the nation of Israel. And the reason he manifested was to destroy the works of the devil. Amen? So I got news for you this morning. Anytime the power of God manifests in the middle of worship, in the middle of your house, in the middle of my house, it is for one thing, to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. So every time hell breaks loose in your life, or every time something goes wrong in your life, you can put your faith in God and see the manifestation of the supernatural break loose and destroy the work of the enemy that's trying to take over in your life. And guess what? Every time you start to praise Him, we give Him a place to manifest. Every time you lift up your name, you give Him a place to execute judgments. You give Him a place to issue decrees over your life. You set up a throne room for Him in the midst of your mess. Hallelujah. Whew. I'm excited about this. Psalms 48:11 says this. Let Zion rejoice. Somebody say, let Zion rejoice. How many know Zion was a hill? Huh? Jerusalem was built on a bunch of hills. One of the hills in the middle of Jerusalem was called Zion. It was the place where sacrifices were made. Amen? It was the place where the temple was built. It was the place that people were called to gather at Zion. It was the place of worship, the place of sacrifice. It was the place of praise. So Zion is a place. Everybody say it's a place. And it's also a people. Zion is also a people. Somebody say it's also a people. Zion represents the people of the place of praise. The people of the place of praise. And here's what he says. Let Zion rejoice. Somebody say rejoice. Now, we were talking about this just a few minutes ago, but how many know that word rejoice has a lot of different meanings? I mean, I understand that the old English writers in the Old Testament, when we read the King James Version and that translation of the Bible, they would get upset when they would read some of the original language in the Hebrew and in the Greek. They just thought it was just a little bit over the top, you know. And every time they saw a word that had something to do with, that they could just put rejoice on, they just threw rejoice in there. So rejoice in the Bible means a lot of different things. You have to look at the original intent of the writers from the Greek or the Hebrew. Amen. Sometimes the word meant throw your hands up in the air and bless. That's what rejoice meant in some instances. Throw your hands up and bless. So they would just interpret it as rejoice. Amen? And sometimes in the Hebrew, there's a word that's called gulse, which means spin around violently with violent emotion. They interpreted that rejoice. And they just translated rejoice. So we're dealing with these 1611 Elizabethan writers when we read this stuff. And they would just say, rejoice. They didn't want anybody to get too emotional, you know, because they were all, like I said, proper, you know. They lived in an era in the culture where everything was orderly and proper and very, very, very reverent. There wasn't no spinning around violently about nothing in their day. Amen? Come on. There are words for rejoice that just mean lift your hands. There's words that are actually interpreted rejoice that mean bow down. So when you read rejoice, it's really meaning bow down. Amen? But this word rejoice that we're talking about is none of those. That's not what he's talking about. This rejoice here is samach. Somebody say samach. Samach. And it literally means a spontaneous praise that erupts on the inside of somebody. A spontaneous praise that erupts on the inside of somebody. This kind of rejoice takes place when something happens in the spiritual realm and people begin to expect it to manifest in the natural realm. They begin to call what they see in the spiritual by faith and it begins to manifest in the natural. And when that happens, people begin to smock all over the place. A blind guy walks in here and he can see like that. How many know y'all gonna start smocking? A spontaneous eruption from the inside of praise. In other words, people are rejoicing because God is doing something big. He's doing something big. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
I'm Pastor Jason Baumgartner of Truth Church in the heart of St. Lucie County, inviting you to tune in to our weekly radio program, The Revealing Truth, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. Of course, we would love for you to meet our church family, so why not come out and visit us this Sunday at Truth Church? Worship services start at 10 a.m., and we're located at 3891 Edwards Road. You can check us out on the web at www.igniteyourworld.com.
Brokenness of heart, we consecrate our lives, singing, come, come, let us return to the Lord. Oh, come, come, let us return to the Lord. Come, come, let us return to the Lord. In brokenness of heart, we consecrate our lives, singing, come, come, let us return to the Lord. With a rending of a heart, with a bowing of a knee, Lord, we are returning. With a prayer and with a with a song in minor key, Lord, we are repenting. Even now, with all of our hearts, you may turn, you may leave a blessing behind. Oh, come, come, let us return to the Lord. Come, come, let us return. Of heart, we consecrate our lives, singing, come, come, let us return to the Lord. With a rending of a heart, with a bowing of a knee, Lord, we are returning. With a prayer and with a fast, with a song in minor key, Lord, we are repenting. Even now, with all of our hearts, for you may turn, you may leave a blessing behind. Oh, come, come, let us return. Consecrate our lives, singing, come, come, let us return to, oh, come, come, come.
tenderness of heart, we consecrate our lives singing, come, come let us return to Lord. Hear us crying out to you.
Your hand guiding me. It's not home where men sell their souls and the taste of power is sweet, where wrong is right and neighbors fight while the hungry are dying in the street, where kids are abused and women are used and the weak are crushed by the strong. Nations gone bad, Jesus is sad, and I don't belong. I don't belong, and I'm going someday home to my own native land. I don't belong, and it seems like I hear the sound of a welcome home band. I don't belong, I'm a foreigner here, singing a sojourner song. I've always known this place ain't home, and I don't belong. I belong to a kingdom of peace where only love is the law, where children lead and captives are freed and God becomes a baby on the straw, where dead men live and rich men give their kingdoms to buy back a song, where sinners like me become royalty and will all belong. Yes, I belong, and I'm going someday home to my own native land, where I belong. And it seems like I sound of a welcome home band. Yes, I belong. Yes, I belong. No foreigner there, singing a sojourner song.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall.